right, here we are with the ESFFL podcast. We're back for a week three podcast, and that music can only mean one thing. It means Don Tancredi of the Newark Knockers is with us. Welcome, Don.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And before we get started, Don, we are going to dive into the week two matchup, a very close, tough loss to the Ambler Colonels. We're going to dig into that. But I, you know, I've got feelers out everywhere, right? And one of my minions mentioned that you recently, perhaps, they think this was you, called into the Fantasy Football
yes.
morning show.
That was me.
Yeah, so let's give a listen as to what you had to say here, Don.
Great.
We're gonna pull this
there.
Up. And
please,
and,
ladies, call us up and tell us you're listening. We need you.
And I'm a lady.
Don in New Jersey needs a Monday night miracle. What's up, Don?
Hey, good morning. I'm in a full PPR best ball league. I need 7. My opponent has... Chubb, and I've got Watson going tonight.
All right, so you need Watson to outscore Chubb by 7 points.
This is a new territory, though. We're sweating.
Yeah, but I had Herbert with 19. So Watson really
has got to
come up big.
Yeah,
all right, so can Watson have a big game tonight? It really is the question here, John.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Sorry, Donnie. You're also sweating out. You got it, Don.
Thanks for the call, Don.
Doesn't mean that we're going to predict the future, by the way. We could be incorrect. But Don was sweating out a weekly best ball result. That's a new one. I could have sworn he said best ball.
Did he? I don't know.
I could have sworn he said best ball.
You don't sweat out best ball results.
That's what I was going to say. That may have been a first.
Yeah, it's a first.
I'm sweating bullets here. Week two best ball.
Matt and...
Yeah, they were it sounds like they were making fun of...
Yeah, they were, but I really wasn't sweating out the best ball. But Watson would have had to do much better than 19.
Well, but you ended up... putting him on the taxi squad, I think, right? And promoted Najee Harris.
Like 10 minutes before the game.
Yeah, and I think that was a good move, however.
And Najee Harris had every opportunity to outscore, which he did, because Chubb went out with a bad knee. But he pooped the bed.
Yeah.
As I say,
he soiled the bed.
He soiled the bed, you know. And I watched that game. Both of those games last night were terrible. But I watched, and, you know, he would be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Now, I looked at the stats this morning because I just went to bed figuring out I'm not going to do this or win this game. So he had 44 yards and 10 carries and one catch. But one carry was for over 20 yards.
Yeah, so take that away.
So you take that away, he was doing, you know, 2 yards probably a carry.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable, and I've had him this my second year. And he'll be a free agent pretty soon.
You heard it here, folks. Najee Harris is on the cutting block of the New York Knockers, potentially.
Yeah, how long can I hold on to a guy?
It's definitely frustrating, because I have him as well, and he's one of the more owned players in the league.
Yes. But he's owned by 15. He's owned by 15 teams in our league. I was looking it up today.
Yeah, and I had when I did my reserves, I had the choice between him and between him, Ramondre Stevenson, and the Cowboys defense. I could get two out of those three, and I chose Najee and the Cowboys defense. Now I'm glad I stuck with the Cowboys defense, but I don't know. I think I might have made the wrong choice. Maybe I should have held Ramondre. He's looking.
Yes.
At least he's looking spry for the Patriots.
Yeah. But I was looking over the results today because, as you noted, I had New England and then I switched to Seattle.
Yeah, that was one of the things I have on the podcast outline here is that week two, you started the week by dropping the Seahawks defense, picking up the Patriots.
Right.
But then later in the week, you dropped the Patriots, picked up the Giants.
Yes, I'm streaming my defense.
Right.
Which really hurt me because I was looking at the results. New England, I think, had 5 points, and Seattle had 16, and that would have put me over and gave me the win if I had stuck with Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Seattle, I think, had a defensive touchdown in that game, right?
Probably, yeah.
But my question there on that switcheroony was that just because you changed your mind, or were you being strategic?
I had gone on a Fantasy Pro looking for weekly projections. And believe it or not, the Giants were projected to be like the third team.
Yeah, well, the Cardinals.
They were playing the Cardinals.
Who would have thought?
So I kind of learned a lesson there, you know. But Giants will not be
the lesson
my
is,
defense
the lesson is,
next week.
The lesson is if you think you stink, right?
Right.
Like, don't overthink.
You know, I mean, I've made a couple of mistakes. And one was with,
Puka Nacua, perhaps?
Puka. Yeah. One was with Puka. Now, the reason I let Puka go was, and one with Johnston, is because I had seen Johnston in the preseason and had not seen Puka at all.
Yeah.
So, and Johnston in the preseason played great. You know, but he's not getting the ball in season.
Yeah.
Because they're not starting their quarterbacks.
And the Rams in the preseason don't play any of their starters.
Right.
So you have
right.
no chance to
right.
like it's odd that, and I don't know, maybe Nacua did play, but if he did, I don't think he played very much. And it's crazy
right.
that you don't have a rookie out
right.
there
right.
make you know, having him make you show you that he has something. Right.
Right. So, and what happens when their other number one wide happens back.
Well, when Cooper Kupp comes back.
When Cooper
right?
Kupp's yeah. come back, what happens then?
Well, I think Tutu Atwell goes to the bench. Well, I think Van Jefferson goes to the bench,
yeah.
and Tutu Atwell is the third receiver.
Right.
I think Nakua's still going to be.
Nakua's going to stay. He's, yeah. you know, he's got a great beginning.
Yeah, he's not going to be catching 15 passes a
no,
week like he did
no,
this week. That'll go
no.
back to Cooper Kupp.
Right,
but,
right. So.
But so impressive, Don, that you sniffed that out. You had Nacua on your roster.
Oh, I sniffed that out.
You sniffed it out.
Yeah, with Kupp going down, they had nobody to throw to.
Yeah, but then you blew your nose. And
then I, you know, I had to make room on my roster.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where we came with that.
So that's a couple situations that you've had here in the season thus far. But I want to go back. It's still early in the season.
Oh, sure.
And kind of interested to know kind of your thought process. You've built this roster together. And we should note that you did win in week one. Right?
Yes.
So you got a 121-108
right.
victory over the Salamanders. And again, last week's loss to the Colonels, they were, I think, a Final Four team last
year. Yeah,
that should
have never happened. If I had just stuck with Seattle, you know, I'd be sitting 2-0.
So it could very easily be 2-0 here, Don. A great start to the season for the Knockers.
So I'm still, you know, I'm looking forward to week number three. I was going through his roster and my roster. And he has a slight edge in a couple places. He's lost Barkley.
Potentially, he's not ruled out yet.
But I don't know. We'll see.
It might just be a smokescreen.
Take it with a grain of salt.
And we should mention that this week three, week three matchup
right.
is the Battle of the Silent Caves, right? Knockers versus Knights.
That's right.
Battle of the Silent Caves.
Yes, and I think last year they won. I think they beat me last year.
Probably. This is my nephew's team, by the way.
Okay.
If you didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so my nephew Scott out there working hard, off to a 2-0 start. But perhaps that means, you know, and they have the Barkley injury.
Right. They have the Barkley injury
and
quarterbacks. He has a slight edge, but Tua only had 15 points last week.
And he's, you know, he's one hit away from going to the bench.
Right,
we all know that.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, not off to a great start. He had a couple push touchdowns last week. That certainly helped, but not off to a great start for Hurts.
Well, Hurts is, you know, like one little running play from being, you know,
yeah,
knocked
Hurts,
out.
Same thing.
I mean,
Hurts.
He's just running the ball and taking whack. So if I had Hurts, I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah,
he is on my team.
He is getting down, I think, you know, protecting himself, doing a little bit better job of that. But I think the Eagles are missing their offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
Shane Steichen off to Indianapolis,
right.
doing great things with Anthony Richardson from the start. Huge success there, and I think that's left a void a little bit in the Eagles' offense. So I'm not ruling out the fact that you could win this quarterback?
Well, I'm looking, like I say, maybe I could. You know, depends what Lamar comes up with. He'll probably be my starter.
Yeah.
One of my starters.
Yeah.
And I got Smith. He has Smith. Or even on the tight ends, I think. So it's going to be a close game.
Yeah. Now, you both have Tony Pollard, so that's going to cancel out.
Right. And we both have Smith.
Which Smith are you talking about?
Devontae.
Oh, Devontae Smith. Yeah, Devontae Smith.
So that's going to cancel each other.
That's going to cancel out. Big, you know, knock on wood here because I have him as well, but Christian McCaffrey, I think, could be a big difference maker.
I hope so.
Yeah, he played every single snap in last week's game.
Right.
So I'm hoping that doesn't lead to injury again.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock on wood, as the song says.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's definitely a difference maker.
Yeah.
Now, you said you were going to stream defenses, so I'm assuming maybe the Giants are on their way out here.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay.
They're the 32nd team on defense.
They're not looking like like a top team.
No. I mean, I'm surprised they came back to win that game. I mean,
that was their offense.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think,
but the Cardinals kind of went into a shell, curled up into a little ball, and said, "Hey, you know,
and I'll tell you
we've done all we could here. Just get us."
I think you mentioned I had Connors, and he was on my squad last year. I did not keep him because I'm thinking that we're more of a dynasty. I didn't know what kind of league we're in. We're in a dynasty keeper league. It's very unusual.
I would like to think we're in a dynasty league.
Right.
Not everyone else believes that.
Right. So I'm looking for some young blood.
Absolutely.
And Connor was hurt a lot last year.
Yeah.
I think he missed the last 6 or 7 games. So that's why I kind of dropped Connor.
Yeah. The interesting thing that I point out here is that you reserved 3 quarterbacks. A little bit unusual, right? Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Deshaun Watson.
I think the Foxes had 3 quarterbacks last year, if I can remember.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that you reserved them from
the
roster, right?
Yeah.
So that took away a spot you could have used on Connor.
Terry
McLaurin, maybe, or no, even.
I had enough of Terry. I've had him for like 3 years. I had enough of him.
Fantasy
Connor. Players. Connor helped me out a lot last year. But I think McLaurin is, I'm trying to figure out where he's ranked, but he's 38th overall.
Yeah, so setting the world on fire.
No. He's 38th overall.
Yeah.
Connor's 10th, you know.
Yeah, so
and he was impressive. I watched
this game. Will he hold that throughout the season?
That's right.
He usually misses
an animal on Sunday.
Yeah, but he usually misses at least 3 or 4 games.
Right.
And if he misses a week when you need him, you've got buys with other players, then you're up a creek. So not gonna fault you for that.
No.
And I'm also going to give you a lot of credit for your pre-fard picks. So Christian McCaffrey, we talked about what he's doing so far this season.
Yeah.
And Darren Waller with your additional pick. I think that's going to be a big one.
I think. They have nobody to throw to.
Exactly.
You know, so hopefully he'll get some more.
He was a little banged up to start the season, so maybe that's why he didn't have a good week one. But
he got a few catches on week two, but maybe,
it's only a matter of time until he finds the end zone. And
they got a tough game Thursday night.
Yeah.
Playing the 49ers, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And Sam Laporta, I think, was a very nice
pick. Laporta was a nice pick,
And a good dynasty pick because he's a young player, he's going to be there.
But I'm always scouring the waiver wires.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But all in all, I hope to come out with a victory. I'll feel better.
Yep. And the one last player we'll talk a little bit about, your other pre-fard pick from the non-reserve list was Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy. Yes. And I still have him on my roster.
Yes.
I just took him off of the taxi squad, and he didn't do much this week. But
his first week back following an injury,
right.
I think he came back a little bit earlier than some people thought, so maybe even a little bit of a bonus there.
So Jerry's not going anywhere, but, how many years has he been in the NFL?
I want to say this is his third or fourth year.
So I'll keep an eye on him and see if he –
you would think this would be the year that he takes off, or
you would think so.
Yeah.
And the thing with Najee Harris is the same way. I mean,
Well, the thing, you know, what I was going to say about Najee Harris was I really was convinced. So I got a few things right this year, I think, so far. But one of the ones I definitely did not get right was I thought the Steelers were going to be a, you know,
decent
a top
team.
A top team.
Not at all. They really need a quarterback.
No, I think Kenny Pickett is good. I think they need an offensive coordinator. That's my that's my opinion. But I got that one wrong. That's why I stuck with Najee. I didn't think the Patriots were going to be that good this year, and maybe I'm still right about that. They're 0-2. But Ramondre does look a little better.
Yeah. So. Well, Ramondre was supposed to be the lead back for them.
Yeah. So well, they went and got Ezekiel Elliott.
Right. But, and Elliott's, you know, he's catching the ball. He gets like 6 catches, I think, in a game.
Yeah.
So
might be a good thing that keeps Ramondre fresh. But
All right. But it's been fun so far this season.
That's my main goal. That's my main goal. Make this thing fun. Let's have some fun. I wish you the best of luck this week in the Battle of the Silent Ks.
Okay. Thank you.
Any final thoughts, Don, before I fire up this Amy Stewart again?
No final thoughts except, I need to limit my moves a little bit more and not put as much thought
in it. Don't overthink it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Don. Well, thanks for coming over to the broadcast studio here
thanks
at
for having
ESFL
me on, man.
Headquarters. And
it's great.
It's always a pleasure.
It is mine, too.
And you've listened to this podcast in its entirety.